Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you my favorite songs and anything else I find of interest that I think you might like. And I've got a couple of those tonight. The oddball things I call wombats. So the first song tonight I've got a story about. This is called Forever by Chris Brown. And I went to the play, Five Women in One Dress, Friday night, the Emory and Henry play, and it was a great play. They did a good job. I won't get into all that. But at the end, for the finale, they came out and bowed. They each came out and did a little dance, one by one, and then they all came out together in kind of a choreographed thing. And I thought it was wonderful. It was just the best thing I've seen in the theater ever. I was really taken with it. And I went up to Christiane Rolle, the director, and said, "That was great. I love the finale." And she said, "I got the idea from YouTube." And then a friend of mine went out on YouTube and found the thing. You can go there yourself. Look up Wedding Dance, and you'll find it. And it's wonderful, although I thought the way they did it in the play was even better. And this is the song they used for the wedding dance on YouTube, and this is the song they used for the play, the same song. And it's kind of a rocky thing. Chris Brown is a young artist. He's had a number of hits. He's born in Tappahannock, Virginia. Bit of a troubled life, been in jail a few times. His idol is Michael Jackson, he's 21, born in 1989. And so this is his song, and it's called Forever, and I liked it a lot, but I especially liked hearing it and remembering the dance. If you get a chance, go to YouTube and look up Wedding Dance, and you'll see the people dancing to Chris Brown's song at a real wedding. That was Chris Brown singing Forever. There was a mellow part there near the end where it kind of slowed down. And in the play, the dancers had all been doing a lot of rock-like steps. And during that part, they all moved in slow motion, sort of long arm motions and twisting and turning. It was a wonderful effect. The next song is a country song. It's called Free and Easy, Down the Road I Go. It's by Dierks Bentley. He's a fairly new artist. He's been in Nashville since 2003. He's had 7 number one country hits. He's from Phoenix, Arizona. And this is called Free and Easy, Down the Road I Go. And I like it a lot. It's a wonderful mood. I think we all should have a chance to be free and easy and go down the road. We played a Wayward Wind a week or so ago, and we talked about guys with a restless spirit and the poor girl who's left behind. I think this is the other side. This is the guy who's the rover. And I don't think he has a broken spirit. I think he has a free and easy spirit. So here's Free and Easy, Down the Road I Go by Dierks Bentley.
A pair of boots and a sack of clothes. Free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. Free and easy down the road I go. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight. So I know everything is gonna be alright. Living life like a Sunday stroll. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go around one time, I'm gonna sit back and try to enjoy the a million or wind up broke. Free and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
Free and easy down the road I go. That was Dierks Bentley. And I want to talk about my show a little bit. This is Wombats and Music, and I'm Harry Baya. And it is my chance to share music with you. It's also a little bit of a chance to share my life with you. Each of these songs means something to me and has a past that I coordinate with. The next song is by Joan Baez. Interesting enough, Joan Baez is the daughter of a professor of physics, co-inventor of the electron microscope. And he went to MIT in 1959 and was there for a number of years. Well, I was at MIT from 1957 to 1963, so I was around, and I must have seen Joan Baez. She probably was on campus occasionally, would seem likely to me, and she was in the folk scene in Harvard Square in Boston singing, and she was discovered in 1959. Bob Gibson, who you may remember as the man who sang Killed by a Pineapple last week, a song by Shel Silverstein, with Shel Silverstein singing in the background, Bob Gibson discovered her and invited her to come to the Newport Folk Music Festival, Newport Folk Festival in 1959, and that created her career. She began to record and perform in 1960, and I saw her in Boston around that time, and she was just one of the most exciting performers I'd ever seen. She was in her first year or so, and the next song is called Gospel Ship. She had quite a career after that. I'll talk about it another time. She moved around a lot. I found that a lot of these singers seem to move around a lot. But I want to, the next song will tie us back to Bob Gibson. But this is a Gospel Ship by Joan Baez. Joan Baez singing Gospel Ship. The next song is Queen of the Silver Dollar. It's sung by Dr. Hook in The Medicine Show, and I looked up Dr. Hook in The Medicine Show. There is no Dr. Hook. That's just the name they chose. It's a band, a group of singers. It was their first show together, and the producer, the director, said, "What's the name of the group?" And they had to come up with a name real fast, and they somehow came up with Dr. Hook in The Medicine Show. Well, the next song is called Queen of the Silver Dollar, and I looked it up, and to my utter amazement, it was written by Shel Silverstein. Can you believe that? It seems like I keep running into him. And the previous song by Joan Baez, Bob Gibson is the guy that introduced her to the real world, and Bob Gibson's the guy that sang with Shel Silverstein last week on Killed by a Pineapple, which he also wrote. This is from Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show's album called Sloppy Seconds. It was recorded in 1972, and it tells a story. It starts off kind of clean, and then it gets a little bit of rock music going with it. But I think it's a nice recording, and I enjoy it. There are a number of recordings of this song, and I picked this one to play for you, and I hope you enjoy it.
She's the queen of the silver dollar, and she rules this smoky kingdom. And a scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is a throne. And the jesters, they flock around her, and they fight to win her favors and see which one will take the queen of the silver dollar home. She arrives in all her splendor every night at 9 o'clock. And a chariot is a crosstown bus that stops right down the block. The old piano minstrel plays a song as she walks in. And the queen of the silver dollar, she's home again. She's the queen of the silver dollar, and she rules the smoky kingdom. And a scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is a throne. And the jesters fly around her and fight to win her favors and see which one will take the queen. Is a satin dress that's stained and slightly torn, and her sparkling jewels are rhinestones, and her shoes are scuffed and worn. From the many roads she's traveled and the wondrous sights she's seen, and I watch her and I pray, God save the queen. Silver dollar is not as haughty as she seems. She was once an ordinary girl with ordinary dreams. But I found her and I won her and I brought her to this world. Yes, I'm the man who made a queen of a simple country girl. She's the queen of the silver dollar, and she rules this smoky kingdom. And the scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is a throne. And the jesters flock around her and fight to win her favors and see which one will take.
Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, Queen of the Silver Dollar. Next song is by Merle Haggard. It's called I'm Always on a Mountain When I Fall. Merle Haggard's from Bakersfield, California. He grew up in a what was described in the write-up as a hard-scrabble suburb of Bakersfield, Oildale. And he had a troubled youth. He got in trouble, was in prison a few times, and had a rough edge. He sang what was called outlaw country. His most famous song is probably Okie from Muskogee. He's had 38 number one hits. Not bad. He was in prison for a while and became close to several people on death row. One of the people who wasn't on death row escaped, and Merle could have escaped with him, and got caught and then was on death row. And this is said to have turned his life around. From then on, he decided to settle down and behave. Well, this song, I'm Always on a Mountain, talks about broken hearts. And I've been there twice myself. I've had two divorces. Both times I was on the mountain. I understand this song. It's when you think everything's going great, and into your surprise, amazement, and horror, you fall. And why do you have to fall off the mountain? It's a long way down. So here we go with I'm Always on a Mountain When I Fall.
Most of my life I've almost been a winner. I've come so close, but never really won. Just when I thought I'd finally made it, I find myself back where I started from. I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm always on a mountain when I fall. Then you came along and had me believing. For once in my life, my luck finally changed. And now you say you're gonna leave me. Seems everything I do winds up the same. I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm always on a mountain when I fall.
We're going to move from country to Irish traditional. This song is called The Star of the County Down. It's a well-known dance tune and a well-known singing song that's sung. From Northern Ireland, the person that wrote it was born in 1866, so it goes back a ways. It's being sung by Van Morrison. He's from Northern Ireland. I looked him up on Wikipedia. It says he's stubborn, idiosyncratic, and when he performs live, it's transcendent and inspired. He was a tap dancer in his youth, and his most well-known song is Brown Eyed Girl. This tune, it sounds different. You'll notice it sounds different, and we notice things, but we don't know why they're different. I looked it up, and it describes what's going on musically, and to you musicians, this may mean something to you, but basically it's saying that the pattern of the rhymes and the rhythm is different from many tunes. It's a very different kind of thing. So it's called a double quatrain. The song is notable for its tight rhythm scheme. Each stanza is a double quatrain, and the first and third lines of each quatrain have an internal rhythm on the have an internal rhyme on the second and fourth feet. A-A-B-C-C-B. The refrain is a single quatrain with the same rhyming pattern. Well, all that's sort of gobbledygook, but what it does mean is the song sounds different. It has a different rhythm and feel to it. I happen to like this song a lot. Like many songs, this song tells a story. And this is a man who's falling in love. He sees a pretty girl. He finds out who she is. She's the star of the county down. And he decides that he's going to dedicate his life to winning her over. And he's not going to farm or do anything. He's not going to smoke or drink. He's just going to get himself ready and go to the next fair and court this girl and bring her home. So he sets out to do that. And this is his story, the star of the county down.
Near Bound Ridge Town in the county down one morning last July. From a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself for to see I was really there. From Battery Bay up to Derrick J, I'm from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county town. She onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I said, says I, to a passerby, of the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me, and he says, see, that's a gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bat, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derrick J, I'm from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I seen like a fair Colleen that I met. She'll be surely there, and I dress in my Sunday clothes. But my shoes shone bright, and my hat cocked right, for a smile from a nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, never plow in his rust colored brown. Till the smiling bride by my own fireside, it's the star of the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derrick J, I'm from Galway to Dublin town. No one made I sing like a brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derrick J, I'm from Galway to Dublin town. No one made I sing like a brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derrick J, I'm from Galway to Dublin town. No one made I sing like a brown Colleen that I met.
Star of the County Down by Van Morrison. Traditional Irish song. The next song is by Rascal Flatts. Rascal Flatts, like Dr. Hook in the Medicine Show, is not a person. It's the name of a group. And this song is called Bless the Broken Road. It was first recorded in 1994 by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and was recorded again in 2005 by Rascal Flatts, and it became a big hit. Rascal Flatts has had 10 number one hits. They're a group of cousins. They're three men. They've always been the same people in the group. They're second cousins in a musical family. And they took the name from a famous landmark in Oklahoma, Rascal Flatts. So this is Bless the Broken Road. We've had a lot of broken heart songs. This song is about somebody who's found his true love and is grateful and is sort of thanking the universe, saying, all these broken roads I've been on led me here. And this is where I'm supposed to be, with you. So, Bless the Broken Road by Rascal Flatts.
Mm-hmm. set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. But every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. I think about the years I spent just passing through, trying to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. That God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you.
Bless the Broken Road by Rascal Flatts. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. This show normally plays on Monday nights from 7 to 8, and often on Thursdays from 3 to 4. I want to tell you about a few other shows that play on WEHC. Oh, we're on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And this is my show, and I've got some friends making shows and some other people I know. Sybil Britton has a show on Thursdays at 1:30 called Family Realities, where she interviews people and talks about therapy for families and problems that people face. Interesting show. My other favorite show is Rise Up Singing by Steve Fisher on Wednesday night. We overlap a bit on our choice of music. Then there's Let's Get It On by Robert Weisfeld. I recommend you listen to that. That's on Friday nights from 9 to 10. It's worth just dropping in to hear Robert Weisfeld. You're moving into a different world. And then there's The Oldies Hour by Ed Hibbets. That's the same night, Monday night. It's on at 9 to 10. I'm on 7 to 8. In between us is Julian Ramirez. He plays Latin music, Spanish music, and Spanish jazz. And I've listened a few times and heard some really interesting things. There are other good shows on, Tim White's Bluegrass Hour. Then there's Aris Winger has a talk show on Tuesday nights from 9 to 11, and that's worth dropping in on. And right before him, from 8 to 9 on Tuesday nights, is Jim Barker. And Jim Barker's the Eclectic Hour. He does interviews, plays music, plays everything from symphony to jazz to rock to folk. wide range. All right, moving on. The next song is by Howie Day. It's called Collide. It's Howie Day recorded this song and it became popular. It's been used in many movies and TV shows. I think I saw it in a TV show called Friday Night Lights, and I like Friday Night Lights. I liked the song and looked it up. So this is called Collide, and it's the story of love and some of the troubles that go with it, I guess. So Collide.
The dawn is breaking, a light shining through. You're barely waking, and I'm tangled up in you. I'm open, you're closed, where I follow, you'll go. I worry I won't see your face light up again. Even the best fall down sometimes. Somehow find you and I collide. I'm quiet, you know. You make a first impression. I've found I'm scared. Sometimes even the wrong words seem to rhyme. Out of the doubt that fills your mind, you finally find you and I collide.
Howie Day. Well, it's wombat time. As I mentioned earlier, This show is my chance to share with you music and other things I like. Here come some of the other things. Also, because these things are from my past and my life, I get to talk about my life a little. And this one's one of those things. I was a first lieutenant, actually second lieutenant, then a first lieutenant, in the U.S. Army in Germany from 1963 to 1965. I was in the Corps of Engineers. I was on the East German border during the Cold War. And we went on a few trips. And one time a group of us went down to Munich to Oktoberfest. And you've probably heard about Oktoberfest. It's giant tents filled with thousands of people drinking beer and singing and happy, and just, it's a wondrous place. And this is a song that they were singing that year. I assumed it was a new song that year, but maybe it wasn't. When I looked it up, I found out that it's one of the songs they sang at Oktoberfest, so maybe it was just the year they were singing and had been singing it for years. It's called, it's in German, it's called Es gibt kein Bier auf Hawaii. And I knew enough German to understand that. And what that says is, there's no beer in Hawaii. And the story is, and if you know any German, you'll follow it. Otherwise, just enjoy the song. And think of 3,000 people in a tent drinking beer and singing this as loud as they can, all together. And the story is that the man has been engaged for 12 years. Zwei Jahren verlobt. He's been engaged for 12 years, and he hasn't gotten married, and his wife wants to go to Hawaii for their honeymoon. Hawaii is a big deal in Germany, by the way. They love Hawaii for some reason. But he won't go because he says there's no beer in Hawaii, and therefore I'm not going. And if there's no, it's too hot for beer, he says, so there's no beer. And I read that there's a reply written in Hawaiian that says there is beer in Hawaii, but I haven't heard that. Anyway, this is Es gibt kein Bier auf Hawaii. It's the only song I remember from my 2 years in Germany, sung in German. And I did know some others, but this one has stuck with me. So I suppose you could say it haunts me. The man's name singing it is Paul Kuhn. Apparently he's a very well-known singer in Germany. And this is his version of Es gibt kein Bier auf Hawaii.
Es gibt kein Bier auf Hawaii, es gibt kein Bier. Drum fahr ich nicht nach Hawaii, drum bleib ich hier. Es ist so heiß auf Hawaii, kein kühler Fleck. Und nur vom Hula Hula geht der Durst nicht weg. Meine Braut, sie heißt Marianne. Wir sind seit 12 Jahren verlobt. Sie hätte mich so gern zum Manne und hat schon mit Klage gedroht. Die Hochzeit wär längst schon gewesen, wenn die Hochzeitsreise nicht wär. Denn sie will nach Hawaii, ja, sie will nach Hawaii, und das fällt mir so unsagbar schwer. Es gibt kein Bier auf Hawaii, es gibt kein Bier. Drum fahr ich nicht nach Hawaii, drum bleib ich hier. Es ist so heiß auf Hawaii, kein kühler Fleck. Und nur vom Hula Hula geht der Durst nicht weg. Ja, wenn sie mit nach Pilsen führe, ha, dann wären wir längst schon ein Paar. Doch all meine Bitten und Schwüre verschmähte sie Jahr um Jahr. Sie singt Tag und Nacht neue Lieder von den Palmen am blauen Meer. Denn sie will nach Hawaii, ja, sie will nach Hawaii, und das fällt mir so unsagbar schwer. Es gibt kein Bier auf Hawaii, es gibt kein Bier.
So was Dummes.
Drum fahr ich nicht nach Hawaii, drum bleib ich hier.
Es ist rau.
Es ist so heiß auf Hawaii, kein kühler Fleck. Und nur vom Hula Hula
es gibt kein Bier auf Hawaii. I think I've got to imagine those tents. They'd have the tent, and they'd have an umpah band. They'd have a tuba and a trombone and trumpets and a drum, and they would start off the song, you know, umpah bum bum skip, and the whole room would just sing this thing, swaying their beer mugs in the air. It was quite a scene. The next event, the next thing coming up, is a true wombat. I've played a number of things by Ken Nordine in the past. Ken Nordine is a word artist. He's reads things and writes things, and I enjoyed reading about him. It said that though some people think he's from the beat era, he's more, they said, sort of the Franz Kafka and Edgar Allan Poe area. Bizarre, dreamlike scenario. He was famous for doing commercials, but then he began to do these recordings and became quite good at it. He's from Cherokee, Iowa. This reading tells a story. Suppose you have some rare talent. Would that talent make you famous, rich, or might it just lead you to some trivial position? So try and figure out what happens to this man. I think he has a rare talent, the man that Ken Nordine is telling us about, and you can see where it leads him. This is from Ken Nordine's album Word Jazz.
There was this guy who was a regular guy who lived a regular life. Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30 and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" on the telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night 2 o'clock in the morning. He did this for 2 weeks. Friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? And he discovered that the only way that he could go back to sleep was to say, "What time is it?" Look at his watch and say 2 o'clock. Then he could sleep. He did this a couple of nights until he began to think, "It's 2 o'clock where I am. What time is it in New York or in Hollywood or in London or in Hong Kong, in Cairo?" He didn't know. So the next day he went out and he bought himself some clocks. He got clocks from all over, and he put them all over the walls, and the time was there. He knew what time it was everywhere that counted. And this made him feel comfortable. He became so interested in time that he got little egg timers and gave them away as presents. He read about time in books, sidereal time. Time way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. One night, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the light wouldn't go on. The fuse had blown. But suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking. Not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally, he began to brag a little the next day. He told people, "I know what time it is." and they tested him. And he did know. The administration had changed at this particular time, and they wanted to save money. So they got rid of all their astronomers, all their telescopes, their weights and measures, and they put this man in Washington in a little room where he sits to this day, simply saying, "Beep, the time now is..."
Beep, what time is it? If you're listening to this show, I know your phone number, and tonight, at 2 in the morning, I'm going to call you, and I'm going to say, "What time is it?" I probably shouldn't say that, because you all can find my phone number and call me up at 2 in the morning and ask me what time it is, and I don't know your phone number. I've got one more song to play tonight, and then it's time to go. This is Farther to Fall by David Wilcox. A week or so ago, I played something by David Wilcox called Mother Mary. It was a reading about Mary telling her son, "Get rid of all these dreams," and the son finally says, "All right, Mother." And this time he's singing. David Wilcox went to Antioch, where my son went, then to Warren Wilson College in Asheville, North Carolina. So he's one of our neighbors. And he's quite enthused about singing and said some wonderful things about songs with feelings. And music is all about different kinds of feelings we can have. We can be scared, we can be angry, we can be hopeful, we can be sad. We can be all these things. Music is sacred ground, he said. And I think he's right. Music is indeed sacred ground. And here's one of his songs. It's called Farther to Fall. And the interesting metaphor in the song is about, he's talking about walking along a railroad trestle. And if you've ever walked along a railroad line, you'll know what he's talking about. When you're walking along the rail, and they're just, you know, a foot or two down to the rocks, it's not hard to walk along the rail. You can stay on the rail pretty well. But if you're going over a railroad trestle, where if you fall, you're going to go down several hundred feet, it's different. It shouldn't be any harder to walk. I mean, you're doing the same thing, but there's so much farther to fall. And this song catches that metaphor and does a good job, I think. So here's David Wilcox.
Walking on the railroad rails, leaning into one another, balancing so we won't fail into time's friends and lovers. We're still holding hands past the place I quit before, on this high trestle span. Distance down is what we must ignore. Balance is no harder after all. Out across this bridge so tall. Balance is no harder. It's just that you've got farther. Now you just got farther to fall. Just got farther to fall.
That's Farther to Fall by David Wilcox. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya, on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Monday night, 7 to 8. Hope to be with you next week. And we will once again celebrate most joyously our being here at all.